You know, this Lou Gehrig's disease is just a horrifying thing. I'm looking at a thing on TV here about Dwight Clark, and it seems athletes get it. There's got to be, there's brighter people than me working on it, I'm sure, I hope. And testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. When did I jack that fucking thing up like that? Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's very interesting. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make, not very well, is that Dwight Clark, if you don't know, was a wide receiver. He was a tight end. He was a tight end with the San Francisco 49ers in the late 60s, early, late 70s, early 80s, and it was the catch. He's the guy that reached up and grabbed the pass from Joe Montana that won the NFC title game in, if I'm not mistaken, 81, which got the 49ers into the 82 Super Bowl against the Cincinnati Bengals and was their first Super Bowl championship of the many that they won, of the five that they won. And it's called the catch because it was a, it took a guy with Clark's height, a ball placed perfectly so that when he outstretched, the ball was right here. That's what Montana did that on purpose. He knew he had a wide receiver that could go up for it, and he threw it to the back of the end zone. Anyway, he's got a, he suffers from Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's just, I was just looking at some interviews with his teammates. And some of these guys are near tears. I don't know, man. I do not know, brother. I don't know what awaits us in this world. All right, so today is our classic day. Classic Archive Day. Which means I'm going to go over here and grab something. What's the thing we're reading yesterday? Oh, Collider. Was that it? Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. I can't get to it because Brea's chair is right there. Now what we're going to do is on the show today, we're going to do one from November the 6th, 2000. Let's see what we had November the 6th, 2000. Going to the archives here. And is that number 5? Oh, okay. So into the archives we go. And we'll go to the year 2000. Wherever the fuck that is, right there. Jesus, fuck. This is a, you know, years from now, they'll look at guys like Phil Hendry and others who did this, and it'll be, it ought to be a paper or something. Why is that not completely doing the thing? See that? Yeah. That's interesting. And it will be some kind of a, to the resolution on that is a little squirrely, isn't it? It'll be a paper. It'll be how the early pioneers of digital content providing, if you want to call it that, or the early pioneers of digital media in, you know, making available through downloads and a subscription service, etc., how they survived. How did they do it in the middle of such adverse conditions? And it really is. It really fucking is. It's a goddamn wonder that we make money with this website. Given everything we have to do, all the fucking hurdles. So, not complaining, just saying. No brag, just fact. So here's November of 2000. We're looking for November 6th. What do we got? What if it's a weekend day? Oh, then we'll have to go maybe do November of 2001. We're going to go to November the 6th, which is first week. Monday, November 6th, Chris Norton joins the program with his attorney, Harvey Weierman. They're demanding the Space Channel, or Spice Channel, returns to cable and begins showing his pornographic That's pretty funny. Rudy Canosa believes that the immigrant vote will go to Laura Bush because she's a Latin man's woman. Phil talks about the AFL and classic football. Dean Wheeler joins the program. He says Barack and Arafat's... Who is Barack? This is 2000. This is before we knew about Barack Obama. Trip to the U.S. will only be successful if they get laid by a 12-year-old girl against her wishes. Good God. Let's try out old Chris. Yeah, this is why we had to jack it up.
One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show here, and we had a great time on Saturday night at our Casino Night 2000. I'll tell you about that. Raised a lot of money for my friend's place. By the way, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2000 CD is available. If you want clips, best bits, etc., from our radio show over the last year,
okay.
This is the phone number to call.
Phil, if you wouldn't mind.
Go ahead, Mr. Wyman.
Well, on behalf of...
Ma'am, do you work for the cable company?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, just...
Very good.
And with a body like this...
Kind of man that he is. He's a great artist beyond music. Oh, I can... Get go at 1-800-449-86. But...
Well, Mr.
These are passes to what television?
That is correct.
Then why do we have to give away passes?
Because, for the people to come see it.
3851.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, so we've got four passes, and we'll see what we can do about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Minutes. So that is that, Jack. That is that, Jack. This is the days before we did video, daily video. When did we start doing daily video? We didn't start doing daily video till we left Premiere. Chris Norton joins the program with his attorney, Harvey Wyman. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So, we're pumping along here, singing a song. It's all good. It's all groovy. I think we probably ought to start. Let's see, this is like a short, it's a very short pre-show because there's not much for us to do. There's no prepping to do. Well, welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Today is, let me just get over to the audio here. Testing one,